This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Lok Sabha yesterday on the current situation in West Asia, outlining key aspects of the ongoing U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran and explaining India's position on the issue. Speaking in the House, the PM said there is no energy security crisis in India despite the ongoing conflict. He said, government is ensuring smooth supplies of petrol, diesel, oil, gas and fertilizers.
भारत में बड़ी मात्रा में कच्चा तेल, गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसी अनेक जरूरी चीजें हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट के रास्ते से आती हैं। युद्ध के बाद से ही हॉर्मुज स्ट्रेट में जहाजों का आना जाना बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण हो गया है। बावजूद इसके हमारी सरकार का ये प्रयास रहा है कि पेट्रोल, डीजल और गैस की सप्लाई बहुत ज्यादा प्रभावित न हो, देश के सामान्य परिवारों को परेशानी भी कम से कम हो, इस पर हमारा फोकस रहा है।
The PM said the government is in constant contact with suppliers from different countries and effort is to ensure that oil and gas supplies continue from the sources wherever possible. The PM said that in this great situation, the safety of Indians in the country and abroad has remained the government's top priority.
संकट की स्थिति में देश विदेश में भारतीयों की सुरक्षा हमारी बहुत बड़ी प्राथमिकता रही है। युद्ध शुरू होने के बाद से लेकर अब तक 3,75,000 से अधिक भारतीय सुरक्षित भारत लौट चुके हैं। ईरान से ही अभी तक लगभग 1,000 भारतीय सुरक्षित वापस लौटे हैं। इनमें 700 से अधिक मेडिकल की पढ़ाई करने वाले युवा हैं।
Mr. Modi reiterated that India has consistently expressed deep concern over the conflict and has urged all sides to reduce tensions. The PM said all agencies of the country, be it coastal security, border security, cyber security and strategic installations have been put on high alert. PM Modi said that amid West Asia conflict, India has demonstrated its capacity for relationship building, decision making and crisis management. Addressing a summit organized by a private media in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that since February 28, there has been global turbulence. Yet even in such harsh and adverse conditions, India continues to move forward with confidence in its progress and commitment to development. Mr. Modi asserted that India no longer avoids challenges, instead it confronts them. The PM underlined that even in times of warlike situations, the world is amazed by India's policy, strategy and capability. Mr. Modi added that from the Gulf to the global West and from the global South to neighboring countries, India is a trusted partner for all. He said that with the collective efforts of 1.4 billion citizens, India is moving forward while facing every crisis with the country's economy progressing rapidly. The PM further noted that the country continues its efforts to ensure that its citizens do not face minimal difficulties, whether it is energy, fertilizers or essential goods. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a telephonic conversation with United States Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In a social media post, Jaishankar said that their discussions were focused on the West Asia conflict and its impact on the international economy. He added that they both talked about energy security concerns. The NDA alliance in Tamil Nadu today finalized the seat-sharing deal for assembly polls. The meeting in Chennai was led by senior BJP leader and union minister Piyush Goyal and AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palanichami. According to the agreement, AIADMK will contest on 178 seats, BJP on 27, the faction of PMK led by Dr. Anbumani will fight on 18, and Amma Makkal Munnetra Katchi led by TTV Dhinakaran will contest on 11 seats in the ensuing assembly polls. World Tuberculosis Day will be observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the global challenge posed by tuberculosis. In her message on the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu stressed that tuberculosis continues to pose a significant public health challenge affecting millions of lives across the world. The National Investigation Agency has conducted searches at several locations in Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. In a statement, NIA informed that the search operation is a part of the continuing investigation into the Delhi Red Fort area bomb blast case of 10th November last year. During the search operation, several digital devices were seized and sent for forensic analysis. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.